right by surprise there. Came on there pretty quick. Psalm 96. Well, I bet you love Psalm 96 as much as I do now, don't you? This is our third or fourth message out of Psalm 96. I thought I was going to preach maybe two messages, but it just kept getting gooder and gooder as I studied it more. Psalm 96, verse 1, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary." We're going to start in verse 7 this morning. "Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth." Now you'll notice, he says, give unto the Lord. Give, give, give. This is part of our mission. To give of ourselves to the one that we are accountable to. To the one who bought us with His own precious blood. "What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? That ye are bought with a price, and ye are not your own? Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." If you're saved by the grace of God, your mission is not to live unto yourself. It's not to always be accumulating and receiving. You're to give God the glory. You're to give your life for His honor and glory. If we're going to be faithful in our service, in our mission to God, we must first give of ourselves. The problem is, most people, including you and including me, are so caught up in self-interest and selfishness and what we have and what we want and what our desires are and what we feel we deserve, what we think we're entitled to, and our whole world is many times just caught up in trying to get, rather than give. So often we're more concerned with what we can get from God and others. We rarely consider what we should give back. What our lives are to represent to this world. We're an epistle written by the Spirit of God. What are we displaying? What are we showing to this world? I fear that most people are so caught up in covetousness and selfishness and self-interest that they rarely think about what pleases God. What honors God? What is it that my life, how can I give of myself in such a way that God Almighty is pleased and honored and glorified? That's what it means to give glory unto His holy name. Give unto the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 5 says this. And this they did not as we had hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. We live in an age of mediocre Christianity where people think they're doing God a favor when they fit into their schedule what's convenient. If it's convenient for them and they can work it in, then they'll give God a little bit of something here and there. And yet the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When I think of this message, give unto the Lord. All ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Are you giving any of your strength, any of your ability, any of your talent, any of your resources to glorify God? Look at Romans chapter 12. Why are you here today? Is it just a social obligation? Or did you come to worship God in spirit and truth? To give unto Him glory. To worship Him in the beauty of holiness. Or are we just going through the motions of religiosity? And we'll turn off whatever goes on Sunday and we'll go back to normal on Monday. That's not our mission. We're to declare His glory among the heathen. And in order to do that, we've got to be surrendered. We've got to be submissive to God. Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. That means set apart, consecrated for the glory of God, acceptable unto God. As you make your everyday decisions, do you think for a moment, is this acceptable to God? What I'm about to say, where I'm about to go, is my attitude acceptable to God? This is our mission. If you're saved, you're changed. You can't think or act or live the way you once did. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And part of this newness is the mission. Declare His salvation from day to day. And we do that by surrender, by submission to God Almighty. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Folks, I'm not calling upon you to do something that is unreasonable. It is reasonable for us to devote every fiber of our being, body, mind, soul, will, heart, every part of us, to the glory of God, to honor Him with where we go and what we say and how we live. This is our responsibility, and it's reasonable because we owe Him everything. Now think about what I am and my sinful life, where I was when God rescued me in a miry pit covered with the filth of my own sin. I was drenched in the cesspool of ungodliness, and God reached down and saved me and cleansed me and changed me. I owe Him everything. The mountain of my sins should have crushed me in the lake of fire for all eternity. But the power of Christ's finished work removed, purged, and put away all of my sin and all of the penalty of my sin, because He died for me in my place. I owe Him everything. And it troubles my heart when me, individually, when I am not given unto the Lord. Daily saying, Lord, here am I. Do with me as you will. I am not my own. This body, my mind, my heart belongs to you. If you want to make me uncomfortable, if you want to bring trial and affliction and hardship into my life, Lord, I'm yours. Do with me as you will, so that I can glorify you, even if it's in the fires, even if it's in the valley. How surrendered are we? This is the mission psalm that is going to lead into the glories of the millennial reign. And folks, if you don't desire to yield yourself to God now, if it's not in your heart to present your body a living sacrifice now, you will not be there in the millennium. That's what everybody's going to do. Everybody will be gladly yielded to God. Which is your reasonable service. The guy that wrote this, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Paul the Apostle, he was imprisoned. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten with rods. He was stoned. He suffered immense privation in prison and among men. People sought his life. And here's what he says. He said, it's my reasonable service to yield myself, surrender myself, submit myself according to the mercies of God. He's saying, because of all the mercies that have been shown me, I owe God everything. Give unto the Lord. Give Him your best. Not your leftovers. Not what's convenient. Give Him your best.
Because he's worthy. How do you go about it? How do you give unto the Lord this glory and strength that is due his name? And be not conformed to this world. This world system that is opposed to God. Don't fit into their mold. That means you can't agree in any way with evolution. That's their mold. You can't agree with abortion. You can't agree with perversity. You can't agree with adultery or fornication. You can't agree with hatred and murder and cruelty and disobedience to parents. All these things, those are worldly standards. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What you think about, what you take in, what you study on, what you delight in. Are you renewing your mind with Scripture, with preaching, with songs and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord? Are you renewing your mind, cleansing your mind from the filth of this world that is so opposed to God? Because I'm going to tell you something. This world system wants to defile your mind. Literally, they want to brain dirty you to the point where you doubt God's word. You doubt the truth and the veracity of Scripture. You doubt that God even exists, that Christ's power can actually save. You can't be conformed to this world. You've got to be renewed. And folks, it can happen just on Sunday morning. This mission psalm says we are to declare His salvation from day to day, every day, giving of ourselves. The renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is good. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? This should be our passion. Not our will, not our desires, not our longings. But we ought to be pursuing the will of God. What honors Him, what pleases Him. And if you think it's just about going to church a couple times a week, then you are sadly mistaken. God wants our life. He wants our all. And He is worthy of it. This is part of our mission. And I'm going to ask you right now, how willing are you to surrender and submit yourself, body, soul, and spirit, your life, your time, your resources, to fulfilling what pleases God? And what do you have to change in your life to make that happen? Folks, do you ever think about these things? Do you ever have this introspection? This self-examination? is my life really surrendered? Do I love the Lord? Is He first in my life and in my heart? The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, in verse 3, "And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. He that saith, He abideth in Him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked." 1 Peter 2 says we are to follow in his steps. Jesus Christ is the ultimate example of surrender and submission to the will of the Father, to accomplish that which glorified God. You think about what He did for you, if you're truly saved. Every one of your foul sins were laid upon Him. He was sacrificed for you. He gave Himself for you, that you might be redeemed, and that you might be yielded to God. Give. And this shouldn't be something that's troublesome to us. We should be willing to serve God. We're to give God the glory and the honor that He is worthy of. And we're to esteem the Lord Jesus above everything and do all that we do to His glory and to His honor. Are we doing that? It says in verse 8, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts." You know, if you're willing to give of yourself, if you're yielded to God, then it shouldn't be difficult to pay your tithes and give offerings. I rarely preach on this. In nearly 40 years of preaching and 35 years of pastoring, I don't preach a lot on tithing and I believe it. I practice it. I have no idea.
I never count money that comes into the church. I didn't do it when I pastored in Xenia, Ohio. I've never done it here. I have no idea what anyone here gives. I'll tell you somebody who does know. And that's God. He knows about it all. And I leave it to Him. But after we've given ourselves, we're to give of our wealth in the form of tithes and offerings. Turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 16. And it's not hard to figure out what a tithe is. You're all smart enough. If you make $1,000 a week, a tithe is 10%. That's $100. That's not hard to figure out. Don't tip the Lord. It's insulting. Give unto the Lord. And do it with a willing mind and a willing heart. And I can preach this without any fear or favor because I practice it. I've lived it. And I pray God gives me grace till my dying day. Deuteronomy 16:16. He tells the Jews, three times in a year shall all the males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. I think about my life and the way that God has enriched me. And I can give a whole lot more than what an Old Testament Jew gave. I've been blessed way beyond that. I mean, you think about a toilsome day that the average Jew had to go through. They had to gather firewood. They had to keep a fire going. They had to cook their meals over that stove and over that flame. They had to beat their clothes on rocks and wring them out at rivers. And here I am. All I got to do is put them in the washing machine that God provided for me. Don't be stingy with God. Listen, you want God to bless your life? You say, do you believe in giving to get? It's the way it works out. That's the promise of God. Look over at Malachi chapter 3. Somebody said, that's all Old Testament. Jesus said, these things ought you to have done. And not to leave the others undone. But look at what Malachi 3 says. Verse 8, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse. For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast out her fruit before her time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts, and all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. That's God's word. Jesus alluded to this in, in Luke chapter 6. Yeah, it ain't the one I was looking for, but I'm going to... Verse 45 is good anyway. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Are you being honest with God? That's what it really comes down to. I don't know, I can't afford it. I can tell you for a fact, God makes 90% go farther than you can make 100%. I guarantee it. According to the promise of His Word. You say, oh, you're just like all the rest of those preachers. Just reach in those jeans and pull out those greens. That's all you want to talk about. Give, make them, get their money. You can't charge me with that. Lord knows I'm not being enriched by you. I don't take your tithes and offering. They belong unto God. Are you giving of yourself, of your resources? Say, preacher, I thought this was supposed to be, you said this was the mission psalm. I wasn't figuring on you meddling, getting into this today. This is part of the mission. Give of yourself. Give of your time. Give of your wealth. You either believe God's word or you don't. Hey boy, we ain't going to let you go to Michigan ever again. I tell you, this has been on my heart. I've been studying this psalm. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. Is our worship acceptable to God? What we're bringing Him today. What we'll bring Him tomorrow. Are we worshiping Him in the beauty of holiness? We're to give our worship. You know what worship is? Very simply stated, it is your heart and mind and life saying, Lord, You're worthy. You're worthy of praise and honor and glory. You're worthy of every feeble thing that I can give You, because You're great and You're holy, and I'm amazed that You love me and that You care for my soul. And we're to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness privately
and individually and in our families, we're to express our love and our devotion to Him. One day this truth, this worshiping the Lord and the beauty of holiness, it's going to cover the whole earth. It's hard to fathom that right now. You see, so much false religion and immorality and perversity and ungodliness, darkness, hatred, cruelty. But the ultimate mission, God is going to subdue this whole earth when Jesus Christ comes again to rule and to reign. Are we worshiping the Lord? Folks, if these things don't appeal to you now, what makes you think you're going to enjoy a future with God? Because glorifying His name, singing praises unto Him, worshiping Him in the beauty of holiness, declaring His greatness, that's going to be through the eternal ages. How devoted are we today? Are you giving God your best? Or are you just giving Him some leftovers? Present your body a living sacrifice. Give, give, give. Let's all stand.